Going blind is a little bit like growing up. Maybe because the older you get, the more you have to close your eyes partway. From the time I was tiny, if I thought the words, "When I die, I'll be dead forever," I could actually understand in my bone marrow what forever meant. It was like falling into something textureless, silent, unscented, absolutely blank, and never stopping the fall. I grasped that terror early and had just started forgetting it when my accident happened. Now I remember again. So I might not be sighted anymore, but maybe I'm not that much blinder than anyone else. Just a different kind of blind. If you're me, then you see that we're all only a half-second disaster, mistake, or choice away from being changed forever. Or finished. If you're not me, like my sisters and brother and parents, then maybe you don't see that. At least, not in the same way. Maybe you don't think about forever in the dark. Or what it means to feel colors, to relearn Sarah, Leah, Naomi, Jenna, Benj, and baby Lily by the shapes of their voices and the textures of their breathing. I know my sisters and brother by the baby powder, Cheerio, and blue toddler toothpaste feeling of the little ones. The pickle, bubble bath, tousled pillow hair of my middle sisters, and the lemon and licorice of the two oldest. Maybe you don't think about what it means to see or not see. You squeeze those thoughts shut, because who can stand to stare straight at what's happening? No one. We have to learn to look away so we can say, the way my parents still try to tell the seven of us, "You'll be okay. Everything will be fine." In other words, we lie. I don't do that anymore. I don't say much at all because I have to keep track of what's going on around me. And I was quiet anyway, even when I was still sighted. I learned that word from my doctors. I'd never heard of sighted until I wasn't it anymore. Never considered blind until it locked onto me like a parasite. I hadn't noticed what an odd and colorless word it is, how it can suck the meaning out of whatever it attaches to. Blind love? Blind rage? Blind faith? Why are those the unthinking kinds? And who's more lost or hopeless than the blind leading the blind? The most amazing love happens at first what? Right, sight. Seriously? This July was the 1-year anniversary of my accident, and I was shocked to find it hot again. Time was keeping its same pace, even though for me, the world had flipped onto a flat axis where days were dark and nights lit up my mind. Hot didn't make sense, and neither did the idea that a year had passed. I had missed half of ninth grade and spent the second half at a place called the Brierly School for the Blind. Until the accident, I never skipped 30 seconds of Lake Maine, the school I went to my entire life. And then all of a sudden, I dropped out and found myself at Brierly, where they teach history and Braille and cooking and laundry. My life was like a horror movie about someone else's life, one I couldn't watch. Brierly was for the blind, and I was the blind. The truth is, I keep getting surprised by that, even though everyone else seems to have accepted it. This summer, while my best friend Logan and all our friends from Lake Maine were at the lake, shading their eyes, dipping in blue, falling in love, I was in summer school at Brierly, pressing the 6 long flat keys of an old Perkins Brailler, listening, practicing, sliding and tapping my white cane, finding shorelines where the grass meets the curb, where the wall meets the floor, where each stair starts or stops. I was listening for traffic to the right, to the left, thinking, if I heard a chorus of engines rev, stop. But if they idled, I thought, okay, Emma, okay, me, okay, now you have the whole light, strike out, walk, okay, now go. With chopped up words in my mind and a million sounds and my ears and brain exhausted, I stuck my white cane out ahead of me, waiting to see. Was anyone turning? Had I made a mistake? and if my cane remained uncrushed, then I struck out into the walk, tried to stay straight to keep my body safely within the white lines. Hug the right, stay straight. I was working, focusing, trying not to panic, panting with the hope of being what the Brierley School for the Blind referred to as mainstreamed, my dad called back on track, and Logan and I knew was just me going back to real school. Back to Lake Maine, to my actual life. And then it happened. In August, we got the yes, the paraprofessional, the promise of special needs dispensations. And even though it was humiliating and I still couldn't see, I was going back to Lake Maine, and a rainbow blew up around me. Logan was at my house, as always, and she grabbed me and we danced through the living room until I banged into my older sister, Sarah. She screamed at me, but I didn't care. I had learned to walk, read, and survive life in my house and at Brierley, so everyone was assuming I could manage 10th grade at Lake Maine.